Thai Prime Minister Apisit Wichachiwa conceded defeat in a national election today after exit polls showed the opposition Pwa Thai Party winning a majority of parliament's 500 seats. But Thai's candidate for prime minister is Yingluck Shinawatra, the sister of ousted Premier Thaksin Shinawatra, who was removed in a coup in 2006. Since that time, Thailand has seen clashes between Shinawatra's red shirt supporters and the yellow shirts who support the present government. I spoke to Dr. Apichar Intarasit of Assumption University in Bangkok about the elections.
The Pua Thai Party has received about 258 votes, and as opposed to the Democrat Party at about 162. And of course, the Pua Thai Party has the majority vote, and they can form the government. Although the official announcement of the result would be done within the next 7 days. And unless there would be any complaint or any requisition to be filed, then it might be a little bit late. But so far, yes, Pua Thai is a winning party.
Is it significant that the Democratic Party has conceded defeat so quickly?
Well, this is because if the Pua Thai Party will reach 270, that will be labeled as a landslide a victory. Now, to receive 258 or a little bit closer to that, with any coalition from any other minor party, that will give some sign that Pua Thai can form government more easily. However, yes, you might be right that it's a little bit too early for a Democrat to concede, because with 162, he needs to receive two or three minor parties to form a government. But that wouldn't be quite sufficient.
How did the elections go? Was it peaceful? Was there any violence? What was the polling like?
It went by quite peacefully and quite smoothly administered. And in fact, the observers from both the agencies, from both at home and abroad, they really commended the our election committee to have conducted the election quite peacefully. About 70% of the eligible voters came out, which is quite a history. We used to have the most was 65 at one time. And people were enthusiastic. There were a few irregularities somewhere, just like the reports of the buying votes, and be some personal assault or some kind of a complaint, which are quite minor all around the whole country.
Is there a sense that both sides are going to respect this vote? Do you see any chance of a return to the violence, the political violence that Thailand has seen in recent years?
Well, everybody, and of course in the news and this evening news, everybody, including those defeated parties, all say that we would respect the people's voice. So it shows a good sign that we try to respect the people's voice. This is the principle that we all echo.
Is there still a lot to do before a new government is formed? Will some of these smaller parties have a role to play? When will we have a very clear picture of who will be the next prime minister, for example?
Well, in about 2 weeks' time, I think we should be clear of that picture. Of course, once the winning party could gain more momentum in terms of those coalition parties siding on them, they can now put into the, you know, when the House would be convened, that would be the first time they will call for the election of the Prime Minister. Of course, there will be the other party proposing the names of the Prime Minister, as well as the Pua Thai Party proposing, and that will be the vote on the Prime Minister after that.
What do you see are the major challenges facing the new government, whoever it will be? What are the major issues facing Thailand today?
Well, I think reconciliation, that is a major thing, that how we can get rid of the poles in terms of like the red shirt and the yellow shirt. And this has been like a long way that we have discussed, because it has been everybody's agenda in telling everybody that we are going to have a reconciliation. The second thing is that whether or not one could attempt to file the amnesty bill to, of course, to what we call revoke the faults and everything that the former prime minister have done in the past. So, and that is another challenge, whether the Pheu Thai party will keep the promise or not. Of course, in this evening, in their press conference, they say there will be no discussion on amnesty bill.
And are there other general issues, the economy, the conflict with Cambodia? Are these issues that the voters cared about?
Yes, the other part is the Cambodia issue. And of course, the Pheu Thai has stated quite often, especially during the time when we were pulling out from the committee members of the UNESCO Heritage, World Heritage Committee, Pheu Thai said that if they were to be the ruling government, things would be a lot easier, since the former Prime Minister Thaksin is a good friend of the Prime Minister Hun Sen. So that could be easier for the next government, of course, the Pheu Thai government, to talk that out. No, however, again, the Cambodian issue is something not a personal thing that we can, talk about effectiveness because of the interpersonal relationship or not, but it's a matter of a principle that the outgoing government has been thinking of. It has a lot to do with the sovereignty of the country rather than the matter of interpersonal relationship.
All right. As I said, that was it for me. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
I'd like to say that, of course, Thailand has shown our true democracy. And whether or not people are happy with this, everybody would respect people's voice. And, you know, myself as a citizen, I look forward to, a flourishing democracy. And, of course, I look forward that to the fact that people would understand more about their roles and to see the fruitful government in the near future.